to sit around. When we would be sitting around, he would be sitting around with a whetstone, and he'd be sharpening on his pocket knife. Well, the next time he went to cut something, it was sharp. I don't do that. Do I do the word of Yahweh that way? The sword of the Spirit is the sword of the Spirit that I have when I go to, when I'm witnessing someone and I pull out the sword of the Spirit. Do I have to saw on it like I do with a handsaw? Or is the sword of the Spirit sharp? It's easy for people to pick up whether your sword is sharp or not. I know there are a lot of people out there in the world of religions. And I've had to talk to some of them here lately. And it's not good. I find myself saying, well, I don't know. I need to check on that. I need to find out about that. Whereas if I had the sword of the Spirit sharp, I'd be sharp. That's what I want to go through today. I want us to look. I want us to think. How sharp is the sword? The sword of the Spirit has to be maintained the same way. It has to be constantly sharpened. That is very important. Constantly sharpen the sword of the Spirit. That's what we're going to concentrate on. I'm going to try to give you the information and study and show to bring forth this point. Sharpening the Spirit. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Remember what we're talking about. Sharpening the Spirit. And I know this day is the day of Pentecost. But I want to take us a little bit different, from a little bit different angle today. 2 Timothy chapter 2, we'll start in verse 14. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them in the sight of Yahweh that they quarrel not about words to no profit, to the subverting of them that hear. He says, give diligence to present yourself approved to Yahweh, a workman that needs not be ashamed, handling properly the word of truth. So the first thing we have to do in order to help sharpen this sword is we have to know how to handle properly the word of truth. But shun profane babblings, for they will proceed further in lawlessness. Lawlessness, not keeping of the law. If we don't get it right, and we just babble on with people, and a sword is not sharp, we cannot bring forth the word to convict these people of their lawlessness. And their word will eat as gangrene does, of whom of Hymenaeus and Philetus. Men who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. We know people who had their faith overthrown. Every one of us here knows somebody that's had their faith overthrown. If we were called into a situation where we had to try to help that brother or sister come back into the faith, is the sword of the Spirit sharp enough that we would be able to help that person recover? I don't know. I asked myself this question. As you know, we discussed yesterday the keeping of the law and what it takes to keep the law. And it's tough. Are we always ready? However, the firm foundation of Yahweh stands, having this seal, Yahweh knows them that are His, and let everyone that names the name of Yahweh depart from unrighteousness. That we have sought to do. That, believe it or not, is kind of what you might call the easy part. We know not to work on the Sabbath day. We know not to eat unclean food. We know those kind of things. That's easy to do. But to sharpen the Spirit, sharpen the sword, that is the hard part. To be sharp, to know, handling properly the word of truth. That word right there said in the King James Version says, study to show yourself approved. Study. That word is number 4704, spudazzo, from 4710. It means to use speed, hurry up, to make effort, be prompt or earnest. I don't know. I've been in the faith about 20 years now, and I feel like, boy, I sure could have spent a whole lot more time in study. I sure should have put a whole lot more time in. But this world and making the bricks without the straw takes us away. I continue to bring this up because that's how I feel. We're making bricks without straw. And in light of that, to use speed, to make effort, to be prompt or earnest, that leads us to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5:15. Look, therefore, carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We have to redeem time. It is hard to do. It is very hard to do. In order to sharpen the spirit, we have to redeem some time, somewhere, take it back from this world, and dedicate it to Yahweh. We have to. We have to, because if we don't, then we're not fulfilling verse 15. We're not looking carefully how we're walking. We're walking as unwise. Therefore, be not foolish, but understand what the will of Yahweh is. How do we understand what the will of Yahweh is? Except we read and we study. Therefore, be not at what the will of Yahweh is, and be not drunken with wine, in which is riot, but be filled with the Spirit. You see? Filled with the Spirit. And how do you fill with the Spirit? If Yahweh's word is Spirit, then we have to fill ourselves with the word of Yahweh, speaking one to another in psalms, anthems, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to Yahweh. So as you continue to, I know, I've experienced it, when I spend more time in study, I seem to be more joyful. And when I spend less time in study, and the more this world crowds in it, and crowds out Yahweh, and crowds out His Holy Spirit, I seem to be just bummed out, for lack of a better term. Always maybe a little more grouchy than I usually am, because that word of Yahweh is not right there between my eyes. Sharpen the sword of the Spirit, brethren and friends. Let's remember that. We have to be filled with the Spirit. Colossians chapter 4. Colossians 4, verse 2. This is a sharpening agent for the sword of the Spirit. Continue steadfastly in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving. Why does it say watching in it with thanksgiving? Because when you're steadfastly in prayer, then you're watching for the answer. And you're giving thanks because you know the Word promises if we're doing what's right in Yahweh's eyes, He is going to answer those prayers. So that's what it says. Continue praying and then watch for the answer. That's why I've already started to prepare to make the trip overseas for the brethren, whoever goes, because I know that it's Yahweh's will. With praying for us also, that Elohim may open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of the Messiah, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are outside. Walk in wisdom, the wisdom that we have to be able to give an answer to the people who ask us for the faith that lies within us. That's what we have to do. That's what it means by walking in wisdom. Not of the world's wisdom, but the wisdom that comes from Yahweh. And once again, he says, redeeming the time. Two times. Now, we've just read that. Redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. And how do you know how you ought to answer each one? Because the sword of the Spirit is sharp, and it gives you the words to speak. That's how you know. That's exactly how you know. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, starting in verse 14. And we exhort you, brethren, admonish the disorderly, encourage the faint-hearted, support the weak, be long-suffering toward all. See that no one render anyone evil for evil, but always follow after that which is good, one toward another and toward all. You see, what that encompasses right there in those verses we just read is love your neighbor as yourself. The second great commandment, love Yahweh with all your hearts at first, and love your neighbor as yourself. Admonish one another. In other words, help one another. If someone's falling short, try to help that person and try to build them up. Admonish the disorderly. We're not supposed to judge our neighbors. But if a brother is taken in a fault, it is our job to admonish those who are disorderly. Encourage the faint-hearted. That's hard. Like I said, we may be having a bad day too. But it's our responsibility, as we sharpen the sword of the Spirit, to be able to encourage the faint-hearted, support the weak, be long-suffering. That word I have a note here, patient toward all. Patience is a virtue. Regretfully, it's not one of mine, and I'm sorry for that. But we must strive on. See that no one render evil to anyone. Oh, see that no one render to anyone evil for evil. So when the turn the other cheek motif comes in, but always follow after that which is good. Yahshua said there's only one that's good,